This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers are used to making the most of what they have. They'll find an old part and adapt it to fix a piece of equipment before they waste money and time going to town and buying a new one. There's no end to the innovative uses of duct tape and baling wire. If you want to see some real down-to-earth inventiveness, just go to a working farm. They've done everything they can to keep things going, with minimal waste of money and productivity. When it comes to what we grow on our farms, however, there's too much waste. As much as 40% of the food we produce goes uneaten, according to USDA's Economic Research Service. That's food that requires resources like water and energy to grow, resources that are wasted along with the end product if food is thrown away. Of course, it's wasted money as well, to the tune of about $165 billion a year spent on food that's thrown away. And then there's all that garbage. Around 21% of landfill content is food waste. We can fix this. More than half of the food we toss is wasted by consumers, but there's waste at every point from farm to table. We're all responsible, so we all can do more to be conscious of the problem and correct it. Those ever resourceful and efficient farmers and ranchers are doing more. Some, like Pennsylvania dairy farmer Brett Reinford, are using crop waste to feed anaerobic digesters and make electricity and fertilizer. They're donating less than perfect, but perfectly delicious fruits and vegetables to charitable organizations. And thanks to modern agricultural technologies such as genetic modification, they're using less land, water, fuel, and pesticides to grow more food. Farmers are doing a good job of being sustainable, and they want to do an even better job in the future. At the consumer level, awareness is the first step to reducing food waste. Most of us just don't give enough thought to the amount of food we allow to spoil in our refrigerators and pantries. Others may think about it, but not know how to fix it. What are you supposed to do with those stale crackers, limp carrots, or day-old leftovers? That's why the American Farm Bureau has teamed up with Crop Life America and other agricultural organizations to create the No Taste for Waste campaign. It's an initiative to not only help everyone become more aware of food waste, but also to provide tips and ideas to limit waste, like sticking to a meal plan and shopping list, and understanding what sell-by and use-by dates really mean. Along the way, consumers can learn more about how farmers and ranchers are working to be more sustainable and reduce waste, like Tennessee farmer Brandon Witt, who uses GPS technology to target just the right amount of inputs, like fertilizer, to only the areas of a field where it's needed. Or Mike and April Clayton of Washington, who donate their ugly apples and cherries to make everything from cider to pies for those who need help putting food on their tables. Farmers and ranchers have become so incredibly productive, and with food relatively affordable for most Americans, it's easy to take it for granted. But farmers and ranchers don't want to see the products of their hard work go to a landfill. Our farmers have no taste for waste, and neither should any of us. I hope you'll let your friends and family know about the No Taste for Waste campaign. Let's spread the word. The good food we grow on our farms and ranches is for eating, not wasting. A letter to the editor of the Wall Street Journal submitted by AFBF President Zippy Duval appeared in the May 28th issue. You are correct in your editorial, Exporting Jobs Instead of Food, that immigration restrictionists are detached from the reality of the American farm economy, wrote Duval. Disagreeing with an assertion in the editorial, Duval continued, the good lat bill is not Potemkin H-2A reform. He pointed out that the guest worker provisions in the bill enjoy wide-ranging support from a broad cross-section of agriculture. The proposal would elicit some positive changes, according to Duval, including a reduction in bureaucratic delays for farmers and lower labor recruiting costs, in addition to opening the program to dairy farmers and others not currently eligible to use it. Other benefits include a longer visa term and moving the program to the Agriculture Department. Farmers need their labor problems addressed now, Duval wrote. They need a solution that lands on the president's desk. The Agriculture Department recently announced up to $177.4 million in purchases for nutrition assistance programs using a new streamlined process. The American-grown products that will be purchased will be provided to families in need through USDA's nutrition assistance programs. Under the new streamlined process, USDA will proactively monitor market conditions and provide a more predictable and consistent process for determining when to make such purchases. For the first purchases using the new procedure, USDA announced up to $25 million for pork products, $25 million for tart cherries, $22 million for dried peas, $20 million for cheddar cheese, $18 million for clean stone peaches, $15.5 million for processed tomatoes, $12 million for dried plums, $11 million for dried pinto beans, $10 million for lentils, $9.4 million for wild blueberries, $8.5 million for high bush blueberries, and $1 million for red raspberries. Play the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's newly updated game, Ag Across America. This game is geography-based and targeted for 3rd to 5th graders. The game tests students' knowledge on different agriculture commodities grown and raised throughout the United States. Updates include new graphics and 100 new questions, including 20 videos from American farmers and ranchers. Topics like emerging cuisines, ingredients, restaurant themes, grocery store formats, and cooking techniques often dominate food trend discussions. But another trend, reducing food waste, is cutting across all segments of the food industry, from farms to processors, marketers, grocery stores, restaurants, institutional food service, and homes. Americans waste nearly 150,000 tons of food every day, according to a study published in April in the journal PLOS ONE. Conducted by researchers at the Agriculture Department's Agricultural Research Service, the University of Vermont, and the University of New Hampshire, the study is the first to explore links between diet quality, food waste, and environmental impacts. Looked at another way, American consumers each waste about 1 pound of food per day. About 20% of all food served on the plates of Americans goes into the trash every year, in a country where 1 in 7 people are food insecure. With a congressional district working period underway, now is the time for farmers and ranchers to urge lawmakers to vote for the Farm Bill. Members of Congress are back in their home districts this week, presenting farmers and ranchers with a great opportunity to talk face-to-face with them about the need to pass a Farm Bill. Randy Dwyer, Director of Grassroots Development at AFBF, explained in a recent Newsline that it's important for farmers to talk to their legislators about the Farm Bill before it is reconsidered in the House on June 22nd. The Farm Bill is something that's debated and passed once every 5 years, according to Dwyer. It covers conservation, it covers crop insurance, it covers so many things important to farmers and ranchers across the country. This bill is essential for risk mitigation for farmers and ranchers and provides food, fuel, and fiber security for America. Farmers and ranchers can go to FB.org advocacy and send an email to their member of Congress to thank them for supporting the Farm Bill or to ask them to reconsider if they voted against it. Over the last few weeks, we have written that soybean exports in the 2017-18 marketing year are projected lower than last year. We've also reported about the impact the administration's announcements, actions, and even potential announcements or actions have had on exports of U.S. grain sorghum to China. This article combines those two thoughts. Is the U.S. soybean sector set to follow a similar path as sorghum when it comes to China? Agriculture Department weekly export sales data suggests that we should be on alert. Clearly, there are lots of factors that influence sales, and to only isolate the impact of the administration's verbiage on the soybean market would take robust economic analysis. However, by lining up the dates of different announcements related to steel and aluminum tariffs with data from USDA's weekly Bell Report on exports, we begin to see a relationship between the two. U.S. dairy farmers are expected to produce 218.7 billion pounds of milk this year. With total fluid milk sales in the first quarter of 2018 down nearly 2% compared to prior year levels, more and more milk is finding its way into manufactured dairy products such as cheese. Cheese in cold storage totaled 1.35 billion pounds at the end of April 2018, the second highest total on record since the series began in 1917, and the highest April total ever. American-style cheese stocks totaled 781.5 million pounds, down 55 million pounds, or 2.8% from prior year levels. March and April 2018 marked the first time since April 2015 that American-style cheese inventories have been below the previous year's levels. Inventory of other cheeses, including Italian-style and Swiss, climbed to a record 565 million pounds, up 66 million pounds, or 13% from 2017. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.